He told that. We are coming to preach Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, you are not seeing that this area is badly flooded, full of flood, water, everything they have lost, their houses and their rices, everything, their rice field has been ruined by flood. Why you are not helping them? And you are coming to preach Hare Krishna Nam and to collect some rice from here. You should collect rice from all other parts and help them. At once Gurudev told him that very flawed. You are not seeing? No, I am not seeing here flawed. All has been drowned in flood. He told that, I am seeing that cigarettes of your mouth, all taking cigarettes. It has not been there is a very flood. Well, there is no kirtan. You cannot help these men by rice. They want love, affection, and they need Krishna consciousness. You cannot make them. Again flood will come, but it will not touch your body and cigarette fire. So give up all these things and then come to help them. We are helping them. You cannot help like us. I realized the mercy of Gurudev. And he preached over a month or two there, everywhere. And all were inspired. None was going to see Prime Minister, that minister, Indian minister. But all gathering about 10,000, 20,000 in a place to hear our Gurudev. So I saw there. And they collected so many rice. 1 kilo, 2 kilo, you know, very little. But it became more than 100 months, hectare or what?
40 kilos.
More than that. In a village. Poor village it become. And they told that, no, Swamiji, we will not hear this minister. Because we will go there and we will take Mahaprasadam from this rice. We are not giving to you or anyone, we are giving to Krishna and to help us. Gurudev told that those who are giving one
grain
of rice for this purpose, you will never starve. Lakshmi may. She can go to road and beg here and there, but you will not, never. So I saw that how great and how strong was our Gurudev. So I know that all the devotees, all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Jagat Guru, Nitya Lila, Pravishtam, Vishnu, Parsisham, Bhakti, Siddhan, Saraswati, Goswami, Thakur, were so learned, a scholar, so bold, so strong, that one of them can immerse whole world in their Krishna frame. Jane Jane Shakti Dhare Brahmanda Tarite. He is one of the Shishya. He was not so well known in India. Never anyone knew him. Swamiji. Anyone? He has no good gatherings in India. Only 1-2 persons. But when he came here, he was exalted. And he drowned the whole world. In a few years, absolutely so much mercy here and there. He made hippies happy. He made those who were in jungles and forests. He also made Shishya from South Africa, black persons, so many things. Like they were wild, like, yes. And all they became so high class of devotees. So, all these disciples of Srila Prabhupada were so qualified. Once, I know a sannyasi of Shishya, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, his name was Aranya Maharaj, first Aranya Maharaj. I have seen him. He was quite illiterate, like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, knowing nothing to write A, B, C, D or Ka, Kha, Ga, Gha, anything. But he remembered all these slokas which Prabhupada used to use everywhere. And very, very high class of a standard of Bengali. Advaya Gyan Partatva, you know, like this he used to. And thousands of persons used to come to hear him. Once he went in East Bengal, where there were so many learned persons, so scholars in Ved, Upanishad, Smriti, you know, Manusmriti and all other things, so learned. And they used to speak in Sanskrit language, having so big turbans like this. big turbans. They are called Pancharatna, Nyayaratna, Bhattacharya, Kabyatirtha. So many upadhis. Upadhi, you know? They have read to Banaras University, some of Mithila, some of Kanjivaram in Deccan. So all were there. He was preaching that anyone who is chanting Hari name and he is initiated by any authentic qualified guru. What qualified? No chance of falling down in any birth. Qualified in all scriptures. Had some realization of Krishna. And he had detached with worldly affairs. No lust, no anger, nothing. He has no sufferings and sorrowing. Suffering and sorrow cannot touch them. Because they don't require any worldly thing. So, he was preaching that if anyone takes initiation, whether he is Muslim, low caste, out of Indian caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, even he may be Buddha, he may be of European countries, even Eastern countries, even they are taking, were taking slice eggs and cow bits, and if they are taking Harinam, taking initiation from bona fide guru, he is more than Brahmin. He is qualified. In last birth, he has done all these things Brahmins he was before. He has done all kinds of austerities. He has all kinds of qualities of Brahmins and all the good. So now he has some respect, taste in Harinam. So they are more than Brahmins. They can be given sacred threads, no harm. They can now do anything. They can worship Radha Krishna, Shalagram, Giriraj Govardhan. They are authorized. They were opposing all. They opposed. It cannot be. By birth, anyone is Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or these things. Those who have taken one time, any place, or all these things, eggs, meat, and those who are not hereditary Brahmin, we don't recognize them as Brahmin. Shudra will be Shudra, and all these, in which they have taken birth. They began to oppose Maharaj. Then he told that I am challenging you all to come next day, same place. And if I am not agree, then it may be that after 2 or 3 days after, give a date and ready to discuss all these things. They also challenged. And the date was fixed after 2 days. So many learned persons from Benares in your city and all other famous in his city, big pandit, came towards him to discuss all these things. He was alone, only 5 or 6 brahmacharis. He never called Srila Prabhupada or anyone. He was so bold and strong. He told any brahmachari, I know that brahmachari now, he was, after that he became sannyasi, and after that he has left his body. He told to that brahmachari, oh, Brichandra brahmachari, come on, bring some bricks, new bricks. What will you do? He threatened, don't ask questions. Obey me. He bring about 20 to 25 or 50 bricks. Bring new papers and roll. Rapidly. And write on the cover Rigvaved, Yajurved, Atharvaved, Sambe, Taittiriya, Chandogya Upanishad, Shvetashtra Upanishad, Manusmriti, Srimad Bhagavatam, and all. He made so. 50 bricks were ready for all these things writing. Keep it in a very big card, bullock card. And they were given in the bullock cord. And he took so big pagri, like this. No? Very big pagri. And he told that, follow me. Bullocks were given in them, and the bullock cord was dragged to follow to that sabhagriha, assembly house where all were assembled. Big one, about 20,000 persons were gathered there to see what is becoming and go, very big discussion will be. He told that in my sight there should be arranged all the books. All were reading. He don't know to read. What is Rig Veda, what is anything, actually. Oh, let's see. All books were, not books, but bricks were arranged like Vedas. He challenged, he became stand, stood up and told. I am challenging you. If you dare to come and discuss with me, but you will have to tell, you are seeing here is Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Athar Veda, and all the epics, Manu Smriti, Mahabhagavata, Ramayana, Puran, all are here. You will have to give reference and you will have to show me. Otherwise, I will show. I will give the reference, you can see here. They saw. Oh, he's a very great learned person. And he challenges and he has collected all the books here. We have not seen Sam Veda, but we have heard that there is a Sam Veda, Rig Veda, Athar Veda, Yajur Veda. We have never seen. But he has collected all the books here. They become fearful and they, one by one, flying. All pandits and learned persons. And he again discussed all these things. He told, the slokas of Bhagavat, Manusmriti, Vedana, Upanishad, that those who are chanting Krishna name, they are more learned than any person who knows Samveda, Yajurveda, Yajurveda. Because if Veda, Samveda or Yajurveda are telling that a son of doctor may not be doctor. A doctor's son, if he is reading engineering, he cannot tell that I am a doctor. So Srimad Bhagavati is telling that jasya lakhanam punso varnabhi vyanjakam yadanyapi drishyate tatte naiva vinirdishe chatur varnam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasa. He began to recite all the slokas as a praman. Praman means as a proof. None was to
argue.
And he, on that thing, on the council, acts party. And all were clapping, and all were so much. In Bengal and India, it was very hard to preach at first. Brahman and Pujari of Vrindavan, Pujaris of Navadvip, they are not allowing the associates and disciples of Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to enter any temple. Because he was the follower of that principle, that anyone, in any world, anywhere, any person, so degraded. But if he takes initiation from bona fide guru, he becomes more than Brahmin. And he can do all the things which a Brahmin can do. Those who are not knowing Brahmin, Brahma Tattva, what is Brahma Tattva? Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Prima Bhakti Tattva, all the avatars, what is soul, what is illusory maya, why we are coming in illusory maya, we are not this body, those who know all these things. Actually he is Brahmin. But even knowing all these things, all epics and all other things, if anyone not chanting Hari name, he has no devotional services. Even he may be son of a very learned Brahmin, he is not Brahmin. He is not qualified. He will have to go to hell. But those who are in lower caste, those who are out of caste and creed and anyone, but chanting, remembering. Krishna takes everything from their hands, otherwise not he. He cannot take anything from Brahmins who are not have any devotional service nor chanting, no belief in Krishna, in God. Yano Raman, Kumbhakaran, they were sons of Brahmins, learned persons. They were rejected. Kans also, a Kshatriya, but he is called Daemon. Ramchandra went to South India and a very low caste lady, old Shabari named. He gave his own remnant to Ram and Ram took it. You know Krishna? Wherever he went, if anyone chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, no cost and greed. He used to become in Achyut Gotra. You know Achyut Gotra? The Gotra of Krishna. The cost of Krishna. The creed of Krishna. That is why, wherever we go, if there are devotees having faith in Krishna and chanting and remembering Krishna, we take their cookings. We can offer to deities. But even today, Indian learned persons of Vedas Upanishads, if they are initiating to any person, but if he is not Brahmin, they will not take a water. Also even. So, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he sent so many disciples to Western countries also. So many persons came, but Param Pujyapad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, taking sannyas from our Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Parsisun Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, he came to Western countries. And as a magic, he preached all Bhagavad Gita. Now we are seeing that those who are here, also they anyhow they were connected with Swamiji. They are inspired by reading his books, by his devotees, he preached our whole world. Very soon, with Nagar Sankirtan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Namhat Sankirtan, and thus in whole world devotion are going on. So if you want to do Guru Seva, this is essential to obey him. And to help others, that they should be changed by heart, not only changing food and all other things. They should be changed in all ways. Their hearts should be changed from material rasa to
transcendental
bhakti rasa, prema rasa. This is most high class of Guru service. Guru wants this. He does not want that, oh, my disciples should come and message me and cook for me. Only do for me. Don't go to any Vaishnava. He will tell that you can serve any good Vaishnava. You can, yes, you see. If you are not associating with any qualified Vaishnava, more revealed than you, you cannot progress. And that is why I see that where Swamiji went, his disciple went, they inspired and so many disciples came. But after that, they left all and they were dry. No? So I want that you should always weigh in good association. Create good associations yourself. For this you will have to give up your mean-minded. Be broad-minded. You should think always, those who are chanting, remembering, all are in our Gaur Parivar, Krishna Parivar. Krishna family, Gaur family. Try to honor all who are even not taken initiation but chanting Hare Krishna, we should honor. Don't think that, he is in that group, Sridhar Maharaj group. He is in ISKCON group. He is in Maharaj group.
Don't be sectarian.
Try to chant yourself also, remember and serve Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu, and try to help them also to become bona fide Vaishnava. This is our duty. I want to give suggestion to my God brothers. I think they are my God brothers, the disciples of Swamiji, that they can glorify Guru Tattva. Prabhu, what name?
Gurukam
Prabhu. May stand. Service of Gurudev is the backbone of bhakti. If there is Guru Bhakti, Baldev Prabhu or Nityanand who takes it and offer it to the lotus feet of Krishna. So all the Gurus bona fide, I am not telling so-called Gurus, who one day they are thinking that we are bona fide Guru and next day they are falling. I think they were fallen and even they are falling. So Guru Bhakti, to serve the service of Guru, is backbone of bhakti. Without this, we cannot enter in bhakti realm. So he told about this. Very good. Now I am requesting.
Guru Dev also responded very soon. And he gave a sponsorship letter or what letter, I don't know, that he is one of the devotees of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, and he has come from our society. And I helped so much. He wanted to that all should cooperate. It may be that all were not cooperate, but I think that all were happy that he is preaching everywhere. Something like third class bogus person were not admiring him. But all the sincere devotees must have so much favor for him that he is preaching here and there. We could not know what he is doing. Go.
Hare Krishna.
We are in Gaur family, Krishna family, and we should all serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Radha Krishna. When he came to Western countries having no farthing, no Indian paisa, one paisa, nothing. Only worn and torn Bhagavad Gita book, his three four volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, and other books I sent from India. I sent him so many kartals, so many ditties,
Peda
and all other things, Tulsi Mala, everything I sent to
him.
Also ditties. And he wrote me more than 200 letters time to time. I gave it to Satsarup Maharaj. published. Some of them, the essence of them has given. He used to so much do mercy upon me. He wanted to engage me always in Krishna service, in Guru service. So I know him very personally. So personally. He gave me such good services. He was loving me from heart, of course, I know. And that is why he gave his very secret services. He never gave it to his any disciple nor his godfather. I was not so much qualified, but so much affection for him and my all Guru Parampara Thai Maharaj Guru. He used to know that. He is very bona fide disciple of Krishna Maharaj. So he used to love from beginning. I have so much chance to be with him. So I know his heart also. He told me to help his disciples. At the last day, he took my hands, and that is why I decided that I must go to the places where he has gone and he has preached. Now something waterless, there is the devotees drying like water, lacking of water. So I came to Western countries and now I came to there. I am very fortunate to see that all devotees concerned are coming to me. So without cost and greed, I want to give the same water, same love and affection, same all these things. So I want to create that very situation when he came and all that inspired. So now I am requesting senior disciple of Swamiji. He has preached everywhere. He is very qualified. I want that even I am not coming, he should come. And being the representative of Swamiji, myself and Krishna and Gaurachandra, he should preach also. I think that you are so much qualified person. So with a great enthusiasm, you should again be like in the time of Swamiji as dear. Sometimes you may come to India also for higher class of association. Don't think that we are in any caste and creed and party and this group. So you should tell something.
Continue.
As it stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekope Ramanda Bhamite Ekonya Bhagyavana Dev Guru Krishna Prasari Pai Bhakti Latavis. After wandering for millions of births, a very fortunate person gets the seed of bhakti from a bona fide guru. And by the grace of that guru, he gets Krishna. So what does it mean, a fortunate jeev? Does that mean that somebody's just lucky and somebody's unlucky? And it's all haphazard and by chance? Srila Narayan Maharaj gives a very beautiful explanation of this verse in his book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, which is a translation and commentary on the commentary of Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur of Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And this book is a sequel to Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion. Generally, we read in Prabhupada's books the list of stages from beginning to end of bhakti. Ado shraddha, tato sadhu sangha, tato bhajana kriya. First there's some faith that what is this Krishna consciousness movement? Let me come and sit down. Ado shraddha, tato sadhu sangha. Then I associate with elevated devotees, and out of those, I select one as my spiritual master and perform regulated devotional service under his direction, bhajana kriya. Then, by following those instructions, I become free from anarthas or impediments to bhakti, impediments from past sinful activities, impediments from past pious activities, impediments due to offenses, impediments due to improper execution of bhakti. Then I develop some steadiness called nista. Then I develop some taste. Then that taste turns into attachment. Not only, just like now, I may have some attachment for service or for bhajan, but at the stage of attachment or asakti, I develop attachment for Krishna as a person, as natural as a boy for a girl or a girl for a boy. And then comes bhava bhakti or emotional ecstasy in relation to Krishna, and then pure Krishna prema when one enters into the pastimes of Krishna and serves there. So generally we hear that these are the development of stages, beginning with Ado Shraddha and second Sadhu Sangha. But actually, Maharaj explains from Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur that actually there's a stage, very special stage, very long stage, that's, what do you call it when something's compressed into one word, Ado, Ado Shraddha. First, Ado means first. So Ado, before Shraddha comes Sadhu Sangha, then comes Shraddha, and then again comes Sadhu Sangha. So this fits with the original verse, Ekupe Brahmanda Bhumite Konya Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Pushade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That is, after wandering through many, many universes, in many, many births, the fortunate soul gets the seed of bhakti from a bona fide guru. So how do these two fit? After many, many births of being so fortunate as to have had sadhu sangha, the association of pure devotees in different universes, and followed ekadasi, perhaps not with any knowledge or not with any realization, visiting temples, taking prasadam, visiting the holy places like Vrindavan and Navadvip. By many, many lakhs of births of these, one gets these are called sukritis or sanskars. Sanskar means impression on the heart. Just like somebody off the street may come in on Janmashtami accidentally, so-called accidentally, and celebrate Krishna's birthday. So this makes an impression on his heart. As Srila Maharaj was saying yesterday night or the night before, it was in Devendranath's house, that suppose somebody has a Kanistha Adhikari guru, not very qualified guru, but he's practicing some sort of relation to bhakti. So he's getting some impressions on his heart about bhakti, and this may give him the appreciation or desire in his next birth to take or look for a bona fide guru, and at that time in his next birth get the actual seed of bhakti. Because if one does not have a bona fide guru of the qualities that Maharaj mentioned from the Shastra, that is freed from all material desires, not experiencing any sorrows or suffering, full realization of Krishna, and full knowledge of all the Shastras. He can answer any question about any Shastra and convert others to Vaishnavism. So unless one has a guru on that level, even he may execute everything that looks like bhakti, attending Mangal Arati or chanting, doesn't have actually the seed of bhakti in his heart. But he may get good sanskars and good sukritis so that in a future life he'll develop this urge for a bona fide spiritual master and begin his sadhana bhakti at that point. So this ekupe brahmanda bhumite konya bhagyavana jeev, bhagyavan, fortunate jeev, is after many, many millions of births. I remember Srila Maharaj gave one lecture in Navadvip. Perhaps it was at the yoga pit in Navadvip. And he said, you have all come here not by accident or chance or very easily, but after so many millions of births of performing good activities and devotional activities. And sukritis means there are two kinds of good activities, sukarya and sukriti. Sukarya means good material pious activities like opening of hospitals or giving in charity to a poor person. If one does many, many billions of such activities, he doesn't get bhakti. But by performing sukritis, that is devotional activities, knowingly but without devotion or without realization, or even unknowingly, these create impressions on his heart so that at a certain point he develops an urge for a truly qualified spiritual master, and at that point he gets the seed of bhakti. What is the seed of bhakti? What is this shraddha? It's the actual desire to serve Krishna. And that desire is in the beginning, in seed. And on one hand, the guru gives the seed of bhakti because he's like a gardener. On the other side, the seed of bhakti is already in us. Srila Maharaj gave one example from Chaitanya Charitamrita that in the ocean there are, what are those animals that get pearls?
Oysters.
Oyster in the oyster shell. So at a certain time, during a certain nakshatra or arrangement of stars, Swati nakshatra? Swati nakshatra. When the rain comes down into the ocean and falls into this oyster, in the oyster shell, and by that a pearl comes into the oyster. So a pearl, if a pearl lands on a dog, or if a pearl lands on a starfish, it won't produce the pearl, but it does with the oyster, because the oyster has the potency within it. Or a serpent, by that rain, will get a jewel on his head. So according to the particular potency which is inherent in the jiva, the potential, the particular relationship, mellow relationship, any of five, that we have with Krishna, that seed is there eternally in us. Everyone is Nitya, Krishna Das. So that seed is eternally in us. But the bona fide spiritual master is like a gardener. This is a very beautiful tropical area, so I'm sure many of you perhaps know about gardening. And a good gardener can look at a seed and tell exactly what kind of plant is going to come out. So a qualified spiritual master can look at any of us, even though we're in the conditioned state and totally covered by anarthas, offenses, sins, lust, anger, greed, pride, and so many things, and tell exactly what our spiritual body looks like and exactly what services we have to Krishna. Also, He plants the seed of bhakti means that he gives the desire to serve Krishna, and by his watering, as Maharaj said, he's giving the same water that Srila Prabhupada gave and is still giving. So by that water, he's watering the seeds. As Srila Maharaj explained in the West, he found that Srila Prabhupada's disciples and followers were so sincere, but Prabhupada planted so many seeds, and now, in 96 he came, and 20 years later, some of the seeds were still seeds, some of the seeds were sprouts, and some of the seeds were little plants, but they were all shriveled up and dried up. So he came to give the water, the same water, took the water from Prabhupada to pour on the shriveled up little plants, sprouts, and seeds to nourish them by bona fide Hari Katha and make that seed or plant grow and grow luxuriously so that it goes beyond all the coverings of the universe and develops fruits and flowers at the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan and develops a full-fledged spiritual body. So the gardener can look at the seed and see what kind of plant it is and nourish that plant to its full full bloom. So it's only after many, many millions of births of good sukritis and sanskars that we're all here tonight having darshan with Srila Narayan Maharaj. Panchakopachu, Vyasya, Kupasya, Mugyevita.
I request Naradrishi. All the expressions in it. He also told that mother affection is so high